You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
How you doing today?
I am very good. Happy New Year to you both. Like, hey, to Wanye's point, McDonald's does a rigorous testing process on the foods they introduce. So, you know, you go to, I think a McDonald's is going for a burger, but hey, you know, if you can make a vegan burger, a veggie burger, hey, that's good. You know, that they spent a lot of time making it tasty.
Amen. I'd try their veggie burger long before somebody else's.
Yeah, I agree with you, Wanye.
Craig, what is the go-to McDonald's order?
For me, okay, so double cheeseburger, small fries, in the summertime, chocolate milkshake.
Oh, good call.
Elite.
Good call right there. Well, let's talk a little bit about the World Juniors.
I go with the double cheeseburger. I used to go with the quarter pounder with cheese. I've never been a Big Mac guy, but I it's a good meal. And I love their fries.
Oh, the best. When you get them fresh off the tray there, can't beat them. Salty and everything, so good. I think there was just a goal. I think the Czechs just scored a goal behind you.
No, I'm in the warm-up. In the warm-up of USA-Finland.
Oh, okay.
So they come out on the ice and they, you know, they announce the teams and they come out and they have the IIHF music, which I don't know who does the IIHF music, but they need to change the IIHF music. It's terrible. And it hasn't changed, and they're not up with the times, and it's like, seriously, like, enough.
Best hits in 1999 sort of thing?
I think it might go back to 1947.
All the hits. Well, as I heard the announcement or the little bump in volume behind you, the Czechs evened up their game with Switzerland at 1-1. So,
they did. So it's 1-1. Okay.
1-1, yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So you thought that I was hearing it and you were watching it.
Yeah.
But I'm in the Grand Casino Arena, where I think the big game today is Finland-USA.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Before we get to that, though, I do have to ask about Canada, and we are going to see a change in between the pipes for the Canadians. Do you think it's warranted?
100%. Listen, I love Carter George. Carter George last year led this tournament in save percentage and was outstanding. But he has been right at the bottom of goaltending during this tournament. Jack Ivankovic is not in any way, shape, or form going to be intimidated by the moment. He is not going to shrink with the bright lights. And this is the time to do it. It's not to see how Carter adjusts in this game. And I mean, really, quite frankly, I mean, Slovakia is a good, solid team, but Canada should prevail. But if you have some shaky moments and you're chasing a game, and now Dale has to go and make a goaltending change, well, now you're thrusting somebody in there. You get Jack ready. You get him ready to start the game. The team knows that he's ready. He was excellent in the game that he played, albeit, you know, not severely like under duress. But at the same time, now and they've established who their goaltender is going forward. Don't do it in moments of haste. Don't do it in moments where the guy you thought could do it isn't doing it. Do it now and put a stake in the ground. I think that's exactly what Dale has done.
Absolutely. And I mean, we know the expectation for Canada at all these events is gold. From what you've seen so far, is it realistic here? Do you expect them to go on a bit of a run?
Well, they're going to have to go on a run. Is it realistic? Absolutely, it's realistic. They have a lot of talent. They've shown that they can get their game in order and get it into a place where they're not harming themselves. I thought early in the tournament, even against Finland, they were doing things that harmed themselves. What they got to do is just get back to that really good disciplined play that will give them a chance to compete for the gold. In my view, going through this tournament, you start off, you look on paper, you watch the games, and you say, okay, Canada's a favorite, as they should be when you look at the talent. But right now as we speak, at this moment in time, Sweden has established themselves as the best team in the tournament, like in terms of building their game. I think Czechia has been the second best team, and now Canada falls into third. Finland and the USA have had their moments of good, they've had their moments of bad, and they've had some moments of ugly. So it'll be interesting to see how this game shapes up in a quarterfinal. But Canada absolutely can find their way to a gold medal. But it's not like there's this really strong game in place. That's what Dale and the coaching staff are trying to get the players to do.
Craig Button from the NHL on TSN joining us here on the Jason Greger Show. Connor Halle, Wanya Gretz with you. Craig, just looking around the tournament, when it comes to draft eligible prospects, and I know it's kind of a small sample size, so it won't be the end-all be-all, but who has elevated their draft stock so far?
Well, I mean, and you know, one of the things I like to qualify is the draft. I mean, you're looking at a period of time when you're evaluating players. You don't just do it in a one-off, but this tournament and the best-on-best U20, you know, it's a real good opportunity to evaluate and see how players hold their own. And there's going to be players that are better capable of doing it. It doesn't mean the ones that haven't maybe shined as much as you thought can't do it, but it serves as a real significant thing. I'm going to start with Chase Reed, the defenseman from the USA. I mean, he's been fantastic in Sault Ste. Marie. I think that he has shown at this tournament, and he's got a lot of untapped potential yet in his game. For me, he has been the best draft-eligible player at this tournament. The second-best player at this tournament has been Viggo Bjork. Viggo Bjork was a very good player that really was kind of had notoriety. And you look and you watch, he's playing in the SHL, maybe not having the same success. And Gavin McKenna would be third, and Albert Schmitz, the defenseman for Latvia. That would be 1, 2, 3, 4. And I really think that Chase Reed has put himself at the top of that. And Viggo Bjork is not going to, in my view, be a top 10 pick, but he has shown that he is more than capable of being. He reminds me a lot of Jordan Eberle at the same age, just to kind of give you a comparable type player. So when I look at it, Ivar Stenberg has not performed to the level that he has shown earlier in the season, and certainly to what you would expect, but still a real top player.
You perked Wanya there with the Eberle comparison, just so you know. Craig, if we turn our attention to the Olympics, a few days late for this question, but got to get your thoughts on the Olympic roster for Team Canada. Were there any notable omissions or, you know, players you didn't think would make the team that did?
No, because one of the things, and let me emphasize this, Connor and Wanya. Yeah, I don't think, it's a hockey country we live in. People are passionate, they're knowledgeable, they know what's going on. And for me, I don't think it's very hard. Mike Johnson and I do Olympic rosters. I don't think it's very difficult, if you're paying attention, to pick 20 guys that will be on the team. I really don't. Now, it comes down to that to the next five. And I think that's where the debate is. And that's where you look at it and everything. Nobody that got named to the team surprised me. That includes Anthony Cirelli. So when you watch and see how he's played and how he's trusted by his coach, you understand that. But now we get to the okay, who do you think should have been on the team that didn't get named? And for me, it's really clear. It's Sam Bennett. I do, and it's one of the things I said the other day on our panel. Like, I understand why Jordan Binnington gets named in the team. I understand the loyalty card. I understand what he has done. And despite the fact that his game has not been anywhere near the level that he wants it to be or Canada needs it to be, you give him that pass. I don't understand how you can use that argument and not have Sam Bennett on your team. But Sam Bennett's had an excellent season. He's the reigning Conn Smythe Trophy winner, two-time Stanley Cup champion. He was key last year in the Four Nations face-off. That, to me, is the biggest omission on this team. And I do believe, I mean, Darren Dreger was talking the other day. He said, well, they know they made a mistake in not naming Tom Wilson to the Four Nations face-off team, and they made sure they got that corrected here. They made a mistake in not having Sam Bennett. Does that mean they can't win? No. Sam Bennett belongs on this team.
I'm with you. You know, that's a guy to me that when the moment's big, he rises. And to not bring him out there, a guy who's never easy to play against, especially on the big stage, big omission there. Craig Button from the NHL on TSN joining us here on the Jason Greger Show. Connor Halley, Juan Yegretz here with you. Looking around the other teams, obviously some pretty good groups. The American team going to be highly skilled, the Finns and Sweden. I just want to go back to Canada here because it was a debate we had earlier on in the station. If you look at, you know, line matchups and, or, you know, comparisons, who's going to be playing with who, probably McKinnon, Crosby, and then kind of fill in the blank, who would you like to see play with Connor McDavid?
Well, and Connor McDavid's a linchpin for Team Canada. Let's be very clear about that. So, you know, you think about his abilities. I said it the other day. I mean, Mike Johnson and I, like, you can put Sam Reinhardt in there. You can put Braden Point in there. I'm not opposed to putting Tom Wilson in there. Because Tom Wilson does things that allow Connor McDavid to take full advantage. You watch in Edmonton what happens with Connor when he's with Zach Hyman. Zach Hyman gets in on the forecheck. He grinds. He wins putts. He's tenacious. He's good in and around the net. And I think Tom Wilson has a similar type game. He's bigger than Zach, but the same type of approach. But there's so many things that make Connor McDavid great. But one of the things that he's so good at is that he reads off of people. So now when you see it with Zach Hyman, when you have somebody like that that can push players back, create space, create opportunity, how many times do you see Connor just get into that area, grab the puck? How many times do you see space open up because of those players? I think Celebrini would be a great fit for him on the left wing. But with Crosby playing up as a winger with McKinnon, I'm not so sure that Macklin Celebrini shouldn't be playing center behind McDavid and McKinnon because he's that good. Now, I understand playing on the left wing. So I would love to see Reinhardt perhaps being in that spot. Celebrini, I think, could hold it. But I would not close the door on Tom Wilson jumping into that spot and playing with him. I would even go Reinhardt on the left wing, McDavid, and Tommy Wilson on the right.
I'm getting excited just these potential line pairings that we could have. And, yeah, I mean, Macklin Celebrini, Craig, I just feel like there's a lot of people that just don't get a chance to watch too much San Jose Sharks hockey. The Pacific Coast time, it doesn't help him. And I think there's going to be a lot of eyes open when they see how good this guy is.
Well, when the team was named and the top three scorers in the National Hockey League were Connor McDavid and McKinnon and Macklin Celebrini. Macklin Celebrini is a lowercase Sidney Crosby. And Crosby should have been named to the team in 06. He wasn't. But you look back at a mistake, and certainly the Canada didn't medal there, and you can look back at it as a mistake. And Macklin Celebrini has that game. He's got a year under his belt. He's complete. He's thorough. He's smart. He's competitive. And so to me, like you said, if you stay up and you watch games in the Pacific time zone, you're going to understand what a good player Macklin Celebrini is. The reason the San Jose Sharks are where they're at in the standings is largely due in part to Macklin Celebrini.
Yeah. Oh, Craig, it's going to be fantastic. Appreciate this. Enjoy the games today and the rest of the World Juniors, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we will. Thank you, Connor. Thank you, Wanye.
There you go.